Before we start the next Gemara, I just wanted to share with you a kasha regarding Garmi. Yesterday we discussed the concept of Garmi and the fact that Garmi is chayiv b'dinei Adam. It's whatever the lumdus is, but it's chayiv b'dinei Adam. The Stipler brings a kasha, really two kashas that are very similar. The first kasha he asks that every bar should be chayiv al garmi. Every time you dig a bar and you attack a chayiv al bar, l'chayri should be chayiv al garmi as well, because you're goyrim the hezek of the person who drives into the bar. So bar is pater on kalim. Tak out the din of the matik of bar is pater on kalim. But mitzad the din of garmi, bar should be chayiv on kalim. That's his question. So vayistayz he holds you are doing, just like garmi, if a shulchani says this is a good coin, so you're causing that the person will accept the coin. That's called doing it to the coin. Same thing, if I make a hole in front of someone's driveway, I'm doing something to the car, which now is going to end up in the hole. He's going to pull out of the driveway and fall into the hole. So I'm doing it to the car. All right. When you pull away the mattress, it's not going to mean when you dig a hole, it should be the same. It could be a right, and that the kasha is like the other Rishayim, who have other taichin to garmi. But the stipler brings the teretz, which the Ramban says, the Ramban taka has a different geder in garmi. The Ramban shita is any goyrim that you're machavin to cause hezek is garmi. The Rambam says any type of a gairim, where you're doing it purposely to cause a hezek, it's always garmi. So his kasha would be like the Rambam would be a very good kasha. So he brings from the Ramban, it's an important teretz to understand the idea of grama. He brings from the Ramban that garmi, a gairim, is the last person who does something to make it happen. In other words, if I say that this is a good coin, I'm setting in motion something that's going to make it happen. The last person that affects the coin is the one that's the gairim. He says that every bar, the last person to cause the damage is the person who falls into the bar. The one who digs it is not the final gairim. He's digging a bar. But the other person has to come to the bar to fall into it. And since somebody has to come later to the bar to fall into it, the person who digs the bar is a pre-gairim. He's a gairim. He's next to the last gairim. He didn't set into motion something that's going to happen by itself. If a shulchani says a coin is good, so it's just going to happen. Of course, somebody has to accept it. But it's just going to happen naturally that the coin is going to be accepted. Somebody's doing a business deal. He sells a shulchan. The shulchan says it's good. That's going to happen. By a bar, you dig a bar, it's not necessarily this person's going to fall in. If the person comes to it, he's going to fall in. So he says that to be a gairim, you have to be the last gairim, not next to the last gairim. That's the Ramban's teretz. And interesting that this idea is very much negeya til to Shabbos, where certain cases of grama were mekel the makom tzairach on Shabbos. That it's the same idea. Gairim is only a gairim if you're the last one to cause something to happen. Let's say somebody gets on an escalator, so he causes it to use more power, so he's a gairim. He's a gairim. That's also on Shabbos. It could be in certain cases of tzairach that that a person is allowed to be makel. Let's say a person gets into a bus on Shabbos. Is he a goyim that the bus is going to use more power? No. He's a goyim that the driver is going to make it use more power. He's not a goyim. The driver is the goyim. Because he's the last human being that causes the malacha to happen. So it's a basic difference between, let's say, going on an escalator as opposed to going onto a bus. Going onto an escalator is more chamor. So you go onto an escalator, you're goyim that more power is used. When you go onto a bus, you are the next to the last goyim, because someone else is going to be driving the bus and make it happen. You understand the difference between the two cases? Okay, it's really a push the difference if somebody has a havana in the way the halacha of goyim works. Right? When you get on a bus, you're not causing power to be used. The bus will stay in its place. The driver now is going to give more gas and cause more to be used. Now, if you understand that chilek, you'll understand what I always tell people who call me. They have to be in a hospital for Shabbos about using the Shabbos elevator. So I always tell them it's better to use the other elevator and not the Shabbos elevator. The only elevator you should avoid is the Shabbos elevator. Because if you go on another elevator with a guy, and the guy pushes the button, like me, boy, if he pushes the button for himself, even if he pushes the button for you, you didn't do it, you weren't Gairim of Malacha. You're not Gairim the Malacha, the guy is Gairim the Malacha. So if you get the best thing, you're on an elevator, let the guy, wherever he's going, is fine for you, you know, as long as it gets you close to the floor you have to go to. If you go into a Shabbos elevator, which goes by itself, it's the same as going onto an escalator. You're going into a machine which is set to go by itself. And you're the gyrim that's causing the malacha to happen. You understand the difference between the two? When a machine is set and you do something, you're the one that's causing whatever the machine does. When the machine is not set, you're just there. Someone else pushes the button. The one who pushes the button is doing the malacha, not you. So that it's an interesting thing.
What the elevator
stops every floor. It doesn't matter if it's going by itself, and by your stepping in, it's going to use more power, assuming that's the Metzius. Shiloh going into an elevator is the fact that it uses more power. What?
The person who said it is
not over in a malacha. You're allowed to set machines to do malacha on Shabbos. You're just not allowed to go to the machine and make it do more malacha. It's mutlach hatkila to set elevators to go up and down, even if you don't need it. It's going into the elevator, which is done on Shabbos, which is the problem. So it's an interesting chilek. The person might still need a Shabbos elevator in the middle of the night if he doesn't have any goyim handy. But this chilek in Garmi, it's interesting that this tekuda that the Ramban touches here is very much exactly the same tekuda as in the Negeat Hilchos Shabbos. So that's regarding bar. What about eish? Eish, every eish should be garmi. Every eish should be garmi. Eish, you're the last human being doing it. So every time you light a fire and it burns something down, that should be garmi. L'may nafkamina. Nafkamina is tamun. Eish is potter on Tavon, and Garmi is chayiv on Tavon. L'chayri should be chayiv. Every person who burns down something and is potter on Tavon should be chayiv off Garmi. What's the answer? You're just a human being that's doing it. Koyach Acher has to be Ruch Metzuyah, right? That means what you're doing.
That's you put
Okay, explain. Good.
Right,
L'chayra, the teret should be that Yitaka right. Every eish that's tamon is garmi. But afal pikein, the Torah said yipater. I mean, the Torah knew this cheshbon, and the Torah said that tamon is pater. So L'chayra, the teret to this kasha, the stipler brings from the Ramban would be. That kasha is every eish should also be garmi and it should be chayiv on tamon. The Torah says in Achinami, the Torah knew that too, and the Torah said Afal Pikein is Gzeres Hakasav Garvi is Potter. Chayyeh, it's a very, very geshmaka teretz. We're going to see in the next sugya that such a teretz would answer Akash in the next sugya as well. And l'chayyeh, it's a teretz that's very mistaken. You can ask the Lundis every Talmud should be chayyeh as garmi. Teretz says you're right. The Torah still said that Talmud is potter, and the Torah said that with all your cheshbain is tzigzeres hakasav that Talmud is potter. L'chayyeh, it's a correct teretz. Okay, let's see the next piece of Gemara. And then we'll come back to this. Loi hari ashar kari amave, my ka'amar. What's the kavodas hamishna? It's just telling us differences. Rav Zavid, mishmei the rav, achi kama. Lichta brachman achad, ava taisi idich minei. Adam achad, ava achad, ala yasi. So first the mishna says that you can't learn one out of one. Then it says, loi zev zeh sheish bem ruachayim, my ka'amar again. Rav Sharshia, mishmei the rav, achi kama. Lichta brachman atardi. Let the Torah write two and learn the others out of those two. So then the Mishnah makes a cheshbin that chadam etarti you can't learn out. That cheshbin was really explained already earlier when the Gemara said Rav and Shmuel had them achleikis what tait shara and mother. So there we explain, the Gemara explained the Kabbalah Mishnah that Chadim atarti lo yasi. You can't learn one out of two. Now, if you look in the Rashi, the top Rashi, lichtev rachman atarti, shar umaver, v'teisi eish minayu. Let it say shar and maver. What's shar and what's maver? What? Rav and Shmuel had a machlokes, what's what? So Rashi goes with Shmuel first. According to Shmuel, what's shar and what's maveh? Tony maveh le shinai, maveh was shame. And what was shar? So first the Gemara said, Rav Yehuda said that shar is keren, Tony shar le karnai. And the Gemara shlugged it up. And Rava said, Tani Shar le Radloi. Okay? So Mavi Shay, Lichmol, that's for sure. Question is Shar Karen, let review that's Karen, and light Rava it's Regal. Okay? So learn the Rashi. Sharu Mavir, Vitesi Eshminayu, the Chiparch is Malik Karen. She can't cover us Ela Azik. Well, what are those words? She parks. If you can ask a kasha, Malik Karen. Who's talking about Karen? You have Shar and Mave, and you can learn Eish from it. So you'll ask a kasha, you can't learn Eish from Shar and Mave, because Karen is covered us Ela Azik. What do you mean Karen is covered us Ela Azik? Which is Karen, Shar or Mave? Mave is shame. Shar, like Rabbi Yehuda it was Karen, and like Rava was Rego. So maybe this Rashi is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Could the Rashi be going like Rabbi Yehuda? Huh? It's better than that. It's true. The Gemara ended up like Rava. Instead of turning two pages back, turn one page back. Who's the Baal Memra here? Rava. But remember, the Gemara here is Rava. Rava said that Shar is Regel. So it's a very strange thing that Rashi here says Shar Amav Tasi Eshminet Chipar Chesmal the Karen. He's saying Karen. Who Karen? What Karen? So a number of the Mefarshim asked this Kasha on Rashi. I think the Marav Shif and the Rishash and the Pnei Yeshua. That the Rashi seems to be a little inconsistent. He says, you're learning Eish from Shar and Maveh, and then he sticks in Karen. Who's talking about Karen? So the Pnei Yeshua says that, well, if Shar is Regel and Maveh is Shein, then it's harder to learn things out of it, because Shein and Regel are almost the same. The Rashi means worst case scenario. In other words, if you're learning one thing out of two, if those two things are different, it's easier to learn things out of it. If those two things are similar, it's harder. So Rashi's saying, even worst case scenario, you learn that Shor is Karen, which Grandad Rava doesn't hold up. Rava's saying, even if you go like Rabbi Yehuda, it's Karen. So Karen and Shane are very different. So maybe you can learn things out of it. So Rashi's saying, even like that, you can't learn. So Rashi's Ravusa Kamashmalan, even if you hold it's Karen. It's a little Shver and Rashi, but I don't see any other way to learn the Rashi. This is a shtickle of my house. You have a second problem, the same exact problem in the next line of Rashi. Rashi says, "Iklamei m'sheng techiach." You say, "Mal she shen halazek karen yechiach." Good. Ula Rav. Now, what did Rav hold? Rav said, "Mav is Adam, and Shor is what?" According to Rav, Shor is kol mili d'shar. Right? According to him, Shor is kol mili d'shar. So Vaita, Rashi, look in the Rashi. The Rav Dama Mavize Adam, TC Pachi. Learn it this way. Kipircha is Ignisikash. Malishar, she can't cover Nasilahazik. What do you mean, Malishar? She can't cover Nasilahazik? What's cover Nasilahazik? Karen. Shar is not Karen. Shar like Rav is called me leader Shar. So what's Rashi saying? Malishar, she can't cover Nasilahazik. Like Rav, this Rashi seems to be hung up on Karen. By Shmuel, he says Karen. By Rav, he says Karen. Not Shmuel said Karen, and not Rav said Karen. Shver, why Rashi says, Ma'al Shor, she can't cover us elahazik. So B'ki Davis says something of a Deichit Teretz. But a good Teretz, I didn't see why Rashi says, Ma'al Shor, she can't cover us elahazik. Shor is not Karen. Shor is Kolmili the Shor. So it's a problem with the Rashi. This is the hard Rashi. The other one later is the easy one. You have the long Rashi. The long Rashi, not so bad. I mean, it's long, but every step of the Rashi, it's a little confusing, but it's more clear. The top Rashi is the hard Rashi. These two Nakudis. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Amar Rava. The Chiddush of this Amar is Rava. Kulu kishadis bar beinayu asya kulu b'mahatzad levar mekera. Zot Rava chiddush. Zot Rava, the Torah didn't have to say all these mazikim. We really don't need them. Really, you could just say bar and one of the others, any one of the others. And asya kulu b'mahatzad, I can learn anything out of bar and one of the others levar mekera. You can't learn keren mishem dikla mifrach malakulu shkemu adam itchilasa. Now, Karen is certainly different. Because Karen is not a mu'ud mitchilasai. Which, the way Taisus teaches, it means Karen is not expected to be mazik. It's not something that's b'ches k'shimur. So, but all the others, you can learn them all out of bar v'chad me'idach. And Rashi goes to the Chesh, and Rashi shows how Shor, bar, and any other one, you could learn out the other mazikim from. If so, the varmi karen mishadikim malakulish came out of mitchilasan. Ulamandi yama adarabe karen adifa. Mandi yama says karen adifa. So Rashi says, I don't know who's this mandi yama. Leis parish heichem. Taisus says ulamandi yama karen adifa means the mandi yama who holds that shor is la beches kashim akani. So according to him, Karen Adifa, Karen is more prone to be Mazik. Shekavanasila Hazik. Karen Adifa Shekavanasila Hazik. After the Karen Nami Yasi. So Taisis, you can really learn everything out of bar one of the others. Alolamai Hilchasik is Vinu Rachmana Lilchasayim. Every single Mazik has a special halacha. Karen, let's say, Lachalik Beitam Lemuy, Chamber Regal, Pajabisha Sarabim, etc. So that's Daf Hamid Beis. Daf Hamid Beis is this member of Rava, that you could really learn any mazik out of bar and one of the others, and the only reason the Torah says it is L'Hul Chesayim. Now, just bear with me pshat in the Gemara, and you'll see that there's l'chayra shverakait. And the Kunshe Se Shiurim, Simen Aleph, Ois Dalet, he asks the following kasha. But again, this is a cheshbon Gemara, and if you don't bear with the cheshbon of the Gemara, you're not going to chap the kasha. What does the Gemara say? Let's pick any example. Let's say, if the Torah would only say Baranesh, I can learn Shem V'Regel from Baranesh. That's what the Gemara says. So I can learn, let's say, Shein out of Baranesh. So really, why did the Torah write Shein? I can learn Shein. I can say, just like Bar is Chayiv, Shein is Chayiv. The same Mala Bar, Shein, Dakar, Leib, Chalazik, I'll say Eish, Echiyach. You say Mala Eish, the Chumra of Eish, that it's the Kayach Achamur of Bay, or whatever the Chumra of Eish might be. So you'll say Bar Echiyach. And from the two together, I'll learn it out. So really, you can learn Shein out. So why did the Torah write Shein? Because it wanted to tell you that it's part of Rishus HaRab. The Kutch says Shur, and he says this Gemara, he writes in a strong Lush, and he says, Miyam Omdi Al Daiti. This Gemara is shver to me from the first time I really understood the Gemara. He says, I don't understand. That's not the way the Torah works. The way the Torah usually works is if you can learn one din out of two places. Let's say there's one din and you have two giluyim in the Torah for it. So you don't say, okay, I'll pick one and ignore the other. That's not the way the Torah works. If you can learn something out of two places, you learn it out of both places. And if one place has an additional chiddush, so you learn out both chiddushim. You know, the Gemara says that certain parshas in the Torah were repeated twice. Certain parshas you find, the parsha of Evan Ivri, you find two times. You find it once in parshas Behar and once in parshas Mishpatim. So the Gemara says, why does the Torah repeat it? It repeats it because in parshas Behar it adds something that it didn't say in parshas Mishpatim. That means if I would only learn the Parshas Mishpatim idea of Ezra 3, I would know that let's say the Ram of Ria goes out with Siman. So in Parshas Behar it says it again, and therefore I know a new thing. Now you don't say, well, it says it already there, and there it doesn't have the Chiddush, so I ignore Parshas Behar and I only pay attention to Parshas Mishpatim. It's not the way the Drashas HaTorah work. It always works. If you can learn something from two places, and you have an additional Chiddush in the second place, you learn both. You learn the first one with its Chiddush, and the second one with its Chiddush. Right? That's the way that we always dash in the Torah that way. Right? It says, don't do Malach on Shabbos. It says it probably 7 or 8 times in the Torah. So, in one place, it says, L'Savaru Eish, L'Chalek Yotzus, to tell you a Chiddush. So I don't say, well, the other place, it doesn't say L'chalek Yotzis, so I'll ignore it. You don't say that. You say, I learn Shabbos from here, I learn Shabbos from here, and they're both true. But mainly he says, I don't understand this Gemara. The magic of Shein, I have two places to learn it from. I can learn it from Bir B'Stei Acher, that's Shein. Or I can learn it from Amam Atzinu, or if I can learn it from the two, from Bar and Eish. So do both. Learn Shein from both places. You learn Shein from the Pasuk of Bir B'Stei Acher, a parsha of Shein. And that parsha, Shein, will be part of Bishus HaRabim. It only says Bir B'Stei Acher, only in a different field. And from that parsha, you'd be part of Bishus HaRabim. Then, learn Shein out of the combination of Bar and Eish, which are Chayav Bishus HaRabim. And tell me that the second limud is ma'amaisif that you chayav rishus haram. Like, what in the world are you saying that without this parsha I'd be chayav rishus haram because I learn out of these two, and this parsha apatas me rishus haram? What are you talking about? If you have two parshiyos, so you learn out of the two parshiyos, and the net result should be that you chayav rishus haram. That's his kasha. Why is it two distinct parshiyos? Why not? I have two giluyim in the Torah that Shein is chayiv. Okay, one's the parasha of Shein, and one is the lamdis. He's saying it's a lamdis. Why should I make a lamdis? I understand. So the parasha teaches us one thing, and this teaches us something else. So why can't, if the Torah wouldn't have written Shein, I could learn Shein out of Bar Nesh and I'd be chayiv tov. So now I can't. Why can't I do the same lima? What? I'm just looking to follow Moshe Rabbeinu's rule. He gave me rules how to dash in the Torah. And the truth is, I wouldn't follow it. The Gemara followed. The Gemara tells me how to follow his rules. So the Gemara, Rava comes, he tells us, you can learn Shein from Bar V'chad Me'idach. Right? That's what Rava's saying. I would learn Shein out of Bar V'chad Me'idach. So what's wrong with that limud now? Just because there's a passion in the Torah?
There's a
rivoy
that is part of the Rishas Rav that just didn't mention as Chayim and Rishas Rav. If it just happened to say Shein is a mazik and didn't tell me when it's chayiv, then I could use other parts and tell me that it's chayiv and it's chayiv. But if it tells me beer is day after it's chayiv, it's not with there to tell me that it's a tour and it's a surab, I can't use another part to tell me I'm chayiv.
Okay, I think you're right. I think it's similar to what we said before by Gami. What we're saying, l'chayra, the teret should be the same teretz, we asked that Taman should be chayiv because it's a garmi. So we said a teretz, you're right. In Svara, Taman should be chayiv because it's a garmi. But the Torah knew that, and the Torah said a specific miyut. There's a kasa. L'chayra, they say the same teretz here. Let's say Shein would be part of Shein, would be chayiv b'shusarab, because you can learn that out of Bar B'chad Me'idach. So I'll tell you, you're right. Baruch should be chayiv. Shein should be chayiv. Shem al tzbar v'chad meidach. What am I going to do? The Torah said, "Be a b'stei acher to be m'mayim rishus haramim." The Torah knew all these cheshbonos to be m'chayim, and after it became, the Torah specifically patterned it. It's not like Eved Ivri. Let's say Eved Ivri. There's a parsha that mentions two yitzias, and there's a third yitzia of Eved Ivri. We learn out of parshas Bahar. There was no miyah to exclude it. It just failed to have a gilui. Over here, the Torah was specifically memayit. Specifically was memayit. Stay acher lafukir shusarab. It was memayit that you'd potter b'shusarab. So you're going to come with a lumdis to be mechayit. So yeshkayach, your lumdis is good. The teretz would be that afal pikein, the Torah asked it. The Torah was memayit it. The Torah said it's potter. It would seem to me that that's the push the teretz on his kasha. Now what he does, or what the Kunshi says shiurim, he goes through his rule. To answer this kasha, he goes through his rule that we mentioned many times of Shein Mazik. That the kavanas ha-teir in each parsha is to establish a Shein Mazik, a separate category of Mazik. And gufa, that's kavanas ha-teir. When the Torah said Shein, it's telling you it doesn't fit into any other category. The whole goal of the Parshas of Mazikim, the way he explained that we had in the beginning of the year, was that really, svara, everything will be part of it. Torah's Bechadish Parshas of Mazikim, Shem Mazik. When the Torah said there's a Shem Mazik called Eish, or a Shem Mazik called Shein, or a Shem Mazik called Bar, it's telling you that this is a category unto itself, and it's dafka not learned from other places. It's dafka, its own category. As much as each parsha is a chiddush of tzchayiv, it's also a chiddush that you can't compare it to anything else. And therefore, each parsha by itself is its own parsha, its own, so to speak, shein mazik. And that's his rule. We had this rule numerous times. We had it, for example, on Gimel Amud Aleph, when the Gemara had a havamin a shein, the loy mechal yakarin es potter. So we said, what's the havamina shein should be put to loy mechal yakarna? Who cares? Yeah, mechal yakarna, not mechal yakarna. So Kuntz Yosei Shurim said that you're right. Who cares? But lemaisa, Shein is only what the Torah said. The Torah said ubiyer. It's Rashi's lashon. Biyer is mashmal b'chayya karna. So it's not that you can't learn it from Svara from anywhere else. It's that the Shein mazik is limited to whatever the parsha said, and whatever is included in the parsha. That's the limitation on the parsha. And you can't. It's dafka that you cannot learn it from anywhere else. This is the Kuntres Hashiurim's explanation of Lehil Chesayim. He's saying, when you and I learn Lehil Chesayim, we understand. Happens to be, each one has a chiddush, so the Torah has a separate parasha. That's not the way the Kuntres Hashiurim is learning. Lehil Chesayim means that they're separate Shein Mazik. Each Shein Mazik has its own rule and its own category, and each thing stands by itself. Taisvis Dibra Masla Lehil Chesayim says Masnisan like Katani Ella Lahagdal Tara the Adir. Taisvis said this on Daf Beis on Mid Aleph also, that the Mishnah doesn't need all the Loi Rois, because really you can learn everything out of Bar V'chad Me'idach. The Mishnah wrote it Lahagdal Tara L'Adir. So Peshua says, Peshua on Daf Beis says it's a bit of a Taisvis. Mishnah writes something Lahagdal Torah L'Adira. Where do you find such a thing that someone's written Lahagdal Torah L'Adira? Well, you know where. Gemara says it about what? Gemara doesn't really say that. If the Gemara says that the Ben Sarah Omeira Ira Nidachas Lahayav Lahinivra, Veloma Kasva Torah Litin Tzchar Lahagdal Torah L'Adira. But here, the din of Ben Sarah Omeira is true. The din of Yerani Dachas is true. It just never happens. It's written, Lag Torah L'Adir. Torah says something endless. Here, it sounds like the Mishnah is writing something not true, just so that you should darshan it. It's funny. The Mishnah says, I don't mean it's a lie. I mean, it leads you to the conclusion that you need each one, and you really don't. It's like an exercise in futility. The whole Mishnah is a wasted effort. You try very hard, you know, like he tried to dash in all the Essen in the Torah, and at the end he saw he made a mistake. So the Kabbal Skara L'Prish. So the Mishnah is like the Gemara doesn't go through all the Essen and tell you how to dash in it and then stop you. Once it's wrong, so the Gemara doesn't dash in it. It's, and at the end it ended up right. But the point is that the Loi Roi of the Mishnah of Yeshua says a shikul pella to write Lahagdal Torah Lahadiyah, something which is not. So the Kuntres Hashiurim says that Lafi Ar Derech, you need the Mishnah. It's true, it's Lahagdal Torah Lahadiyah, that you could learn one thing out of another. That part of the Mishnah is Lahagdal Torah Lahadiyah. But what's the Lahagdal Torah? To tell me the characteristic of each mazik. Loiroi zek zek, because this is darkei leilach lahazik. Loiroi zek roi zek, because this is yesh beruach chayim. Lamaisa, it's true what it says in the Mishnah. Since every shein mazik has its own characteristic, the Mishnah tells you the separate characteristics of each mazik, and it's emes. Each mazik, it's true, these are the characteristics. It's not true that's why you can't learn everything out of Bar V'chad Me'idah. But the yediyas that the Mishnah is giving you, the emissi yediyas, they tell you the Shem HaMazik. So that's how the Kuntres Hashiurim answers the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Pnei Yeshua has a different teretz. If you make a cheshbon, Pnei Yeshua says, there's a rule that Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad Eim Lamdin. The Torah says two things, you can't learn it out to a third thing. Unless there's a Tzrichasa for the two. Even after you have all the four Mazikin, you might think it's Arba Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad, the four Gzeres HaKosos, and you can't learn it out to new cases. Because the Torah wrote it in four places, and it's only in these four places. By saying that each of the four has something unique about it, it's like the Pnei Yeshua, we're explaining that the Torah had to have all four. And since the Torah had to have all four, So therefore, there's no rule, and the rule of our boksum abankechad or shneksum abankechad is only where the Torah didn't have to do it. If the Torah put it down, it's extra. It's to teach you a melandit. So that's the play issue is tenets. Okay. Anyway, the Gemara goes to Hilchaseyan, the Keren Lechalek Beitam Lemuid, and Sheverega Lepaitre B'Shusarabim Bar Lifta by Sakelim, which we already had many times. And Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev came bar lifted by Yisrael Adam, and Adam Mechayev bar Bar Devarim, and Eish lifted by Yisrael Tam. Okay, in this Amid it's hard to find the Chiddush LaHalacha, but the Meshech Chachma has a Chiddush Gadol LaHalacha on this Amid. Here's a kasha. Why did the Torah say Adam? Why did the Torah say Adam? L'chayvay barbo devarim. So, Meshachach meyes gavalda v'kasha. When is Adam chayv on arbo devarim? When he does what? When he does what? Adam da'azik. Adam. It's taka true, there's a parsha in Parshas Mishpatim of Adam da'azik Adam. There's another parsha. Ma'ke behemo yishamenu. Adam the Azik Shar. What's the Hilchaseyem of Adam the Azik Shar? If a man is Mazik a Shar, Ladafka Shar, if a man is Mazik a car, if a man is Mazik a house, if he's Mazik a Keli, he's not Chayev Arba Devarim. Right? He's only Chayev Nezik. The din that Adam a Mazik is Chayev Tsar Ripoy Sheves Abayshis is only Adam the Azik Adam. It's only if a person is Mazik another person. If a person is Mazik a Shar, he doesn't pay more than Nezek. He only pays the Nezek of the Shar. So Frekta Meshech Chachma. Why do I need the Pasuk of Makabeim Yishalmena? What's the Lehil Chesayim? What's the Lehil Chesayim? Lehil Chesayim is Adam Eschaivei Barba Devarim. Not true. Adam Eschaivei Barba Devarim is only if Adam is Mazik Adam. So that parasha I need. But Adam the Azik Shar, what do I need the parsha for? I can learn it from Bar V'Chad Me'idach. That's the Meshech Chachma's kashin. Very stark kashin. And any teretz, you can come up maybe with a teretz, but L'maisa Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara says L'chad V'Bar V'Adavah. So the Meshech Chachma says an interesting chiddush. He clears a shaila that's negeh to all of us. The parsha of paying for being mazik. Is it only Adam da'azik Yisrael, momin Yisrael? What about if a yid is mazik momin of a guy? Is he chayiv in a Torah to pay? If a person is mazik, a guy's mamon. If you're parking your car and you do something to the guy in back of you, assuming it's a guy's car in back of you, are you chayv to pay? Adam, the azik, mamon guy, is there a chiyuv or not? Meshech Chachma says the following. We're going to have to see if this is emes lahalacha, because this is it's very negeya. Could be very negative. The Shechach is a precious MR. It's Pasuk Yud Ches. I forgot which paragraph. Chof Beis or Chof Dam. Makabei Mishalmena. When? It doesn't say. No. It says Kiyak Ashar is Ashar Re'eu. By Mazik of Shar it says Re'eu. By Mazik of Adam it says Makabehema Yishalmena. So. So I'll tell you what it says there. Meshech Chachma says that everything in Parshas Mishpatim only applies to Yid. Every Parsha in Parshas Mishpatim is only a Yid to a Yid. And therefore, if I would learn it out of the Mazikim in Parshas Mishpatim, I would say Adam is only Chayev if he's Mazik another Adam. In Parshas Emor, it says, Makabehemi Yishalmena. To be mechadish, that Adam, who's mazik, mamin, of a guy, is also chayiv. The makib ha'em yishamena comes to be mechayiv you on being mazik, the mamin of a guy. So that pasuk, which is not a mishpatim, eila mishpatim mishatasim lefneihem, is ben Yisrael Yisrael. And therefore, if it only said that, and I would learn, let's say, Adam out of whatever it is, Baran Eish, or Baran Regel, or Baran Shein, which are all in Parshas Mishpatim, then I would say that it's potter by a guy. So it has to say Makabeim Yishamena separately in Parshas Emor to teach you that Adam the Azik, moment of a guy, is Chayiv. That's what he says. What? Adam the Azik Adam Chayrinat. What? But it doesn't say Make Adam. It says Make Behema Yishamen. So I don't think this is the ending everybody would have wanted if you have such a shayla. If you mazik a guy, whether you chayv a potter. I mean, it does have a good side to it. Because it comes out, I think, from the Meshech Chachma that if Yeshar is mazik a guy, you're potter. Because he says, Imishpatim, whatever it says there, you're potter. Most of us don't have Shvarim. That's the only downside. But Adam was mazik mom and guy, he says it's chayiv. And therefore the Gemara in the Tzrichas Lehil Chesayim was only going on the Parshas Mishpatim Dikadinim. And Mishpatim, Petza Tachas Petza, Ayin Tachas Ayin, that's all Mishpatim. If somebody is my Adam Dazik Adam. Adam Dazik Shar, that we zechanid. Now we need to tell us that if you're mazik a guy, that you're chayiv. This sugi we're going to come back to later on the Chesotes. Which even on Vavam Beis it talks about Re'eyu Lamutei Hegdish. We'll talk about the dinim of a guy, but it's an interesting thing. The Meshech Chachma says if you're mazik moment of a guy, you're chayiv. Chazainish also, we're going to see, says if you're mazik moment of a guy, you're chayiv. But I invite you to look, maybe I'm learning wrong, the Sna in Shulchan Aruch, it's inside the case of Katan Aleph. Seems he's saying, if you're mazik the moment of a guy, you're potter. I'll tell you the Sma's case. Maybe you could argue that you could be mechalik. The Sma says, if you're a shomer and you're watching a guy's chayfitz, so the parsha of shomerim doesn't apply to guyim. Also, it's a mishpatim, doesn't apply to guyim. So if you're watching a guy's chayfitz, let's say you're a shomer chinam, and you're watching your pesheya, you don't have to pay. The Sma says, even if you be a dayim, destroy the chayfitz, you also don't have to pay. Even if the yid breaks the guy's chayfitz that he's watching, he's also part. Now that is other mamazik, I think. Just because you're watching it, if you break it deliberately, that's other mamazik. So it seems from the pashtus of that Sma that if you mazik the moment of a guy, that you're potter. Seems in this matter. All right, we'll leave it for when we get to it. We'll try to be my, and we'll try to learn the Maramakovis inside, and we'll see. Now, Kapanim, that's like the one Dvar Halacha that's brought from here. There's one more Nakuda. Let's just finish the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, the Machayev al Niske Tomim Beish Lasuye Mai. What is the parsha of Eish coming to be marba like Rabbi Yehuda? If it didn't destroy it, it just ruined it. Lichcha nirai ruined the plowing or sischa avanav, or it singed the stones. Right, there's another nekuda that's going to be davav. Davav is the daf with many of the cases of halacha. It's going to be Davav, and we're going to go into Avnei Sekinim Asai. We've been waiting all year for it. And Kaisavim Shnaflu B'Shus Sarabim. The big Yisaid is above a Kama and Davav. They're all cases, or many of them are cases, that you learn out of two Mazikim. You learn out of two. The big question that we're going to have to deal with is when you learn a new Mazik out of two, let's say I have a new Mazik, whatever you want to call it, new mazik, and I'm going to learn it out of a beinayu, let's say of Bar and Eish. Okay, Nibinayo Baranesh, I'll learn this new mazik. What rules do I give this new mazik? Do I give it the p'tur of bar that it's p'tur on kelim, and the p'tur of esh that it's p'tur on tamon? Or do I give it the chiyav of bar that it's chayav on tamon, and the chiyav of esh that it's chayav on kelim? What's the logic? If I have a new mazik, and I say this mazik is similar to esh, but I have a kasha from esh, I'll learn it as bar yechiyach. I said different in bar, esh yechiyach, I'll learn it from both. What's the logic? This new mazik should have both chiyuvim or both pturim? Why would you say svaradik? What? So why has it come out of Pisvara? What? So therefore the result should have both Peturim. You're right. Because I can't learn what? Why should that be in Svara? The Torah only said a Ptur of Kalim if it's pure bar. If it's not pure bar, if it's bar ve'esh, so it doesn't have a Ptur of Kalim. So then the Ptur shouldn't apply. Okay, the other side is that I have no, for this new mazik to be chayav on Kalim, I have no limud. Because if I learn it from Eish, I have a kasha. I say Bar Yechiach. The Bar Yechiach doesn't tell me. So this Tosfos L'Hilchos Chesayim, the part in parentheses, deals with it. I mentioned it on the top Tosfos on Gimel Amud Beis earlier. And this Tosfos and the Tosfos on Gimel Amud Beis both go with the same shita. See, Tosfos says, L'Hilchos Chesayim, Avamatzi L'Meimah Kulu Itzrich L'Michtid, the like Siv. Ella have enough mechad miinach ubar. If I would learn a new mazik out of chad miinach and bar, what would I have said? Have a patri buhu kelim. Tais beferish. It's not a diok. It's the words of Taisus. Taisus says he likes this. If you have a mazik that's not written in the Torah, Ella have enough mechad miinach vibar. I'd learn from one of the others plus bar. Have a patri buhu kelim. I would say from the resulting limud, I would pata kelim. So here Taisa says, Klar, that if you learn it out of two things, you should pater, the resulting thing should have the coolest of the two. Taisa on Gimel Amud Beis and his Kasha at the end of Taisa said the same thing. Taisa said that if you learn something out of Shor and Bar, Kasha, Kivin the Mabar Nami Aleph, Lifter Bul Kalim Kabar. If you learn something out of Shor and Bar, it should be pater from Kalim. So it's Klar from these two Taisas, and Taisa Shita is that if you learn one thing out of two, that they're, you give it both peturim. And on Davav, we're going to have the Rosh Hashita who disagrees with Taisus. And the Rosh Hashita who hold that if you learn one thing out of two, you give it both chumris, not both kulis. And we'll try to come up with a hezber in the machlaikis. Kapana, we have it here in the Taisus too. I assume for tomorrow you all have a lot of catching up to do. I'm certainly not going to cover a lot of ground tomorrow, but please put in the time and be prepared tomorrow.